This meeting is now being recorded.
Assalamu alaikum Ziyad. Actually, Inam desires to connect to his phone line. He was having difficulty in accessing internet from his home. There is some issue. And Inam has just connected to telephone.
Yes, Ahmed, so I'm calling and I'm actually.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you, Fa.
Hello.
Assalamu alaikum, Inam sahab.
Wa alaikum assalam, Ahmed sahab. How are you and who is there else?
Yeah, actually, we are Fahad, Muhibullah, Uthman Khil, and Ziyad on the call.
Good. Assalamu alaikum to all of them.
Alaikum. Assalamu alaikum all.
Thank you.
And just to brief the group that the LGR2 work for the Pashto language was initially drafted by Inam. And then it was shared with the larger group of the Pashto community. And later on, Mr. Saez Razai also participated and completed some of the questions. And he also raised some questions which were actually finalized by the community itself by calling each other. And it was finally, document was finalized by INAM with the consultation of all the stakeholders for the Pashto language group from Pakistan and Afghanistan. And today, INAM was requested to present to the TFIDN what they have done and what are our next steps for the Pashto languages. So I would request INAM to please present your document. Your document is already open by Fahad. So you can ask Fahad to go to next page or back, whatever you want. Over to INAM.
Ahmed, thank you. But I apologize that I would not be able to see my screen, what is operated by you guys, because at the moment I don't have internet connection. But I do have the document before me in my computer, and I can see the document on my computer screen. But I don't know which page you are seeing right at the moment. But I will guide you and to pass to the next page. So starting from the first page, this is the same document is already circulated to all of you. This is LGR for Pashto, and it has been edited with comments and inputs from Mr. Zaze and Qudratullah and some other friends. And I'm very sorry that it took too long, but since the members are they were very busy and they could not complete it in a timely manner, but it is better to be here to present it at all. So this is in the framework of Unicode version 6.3, and number of elements in repertoire are 71. So we have been very reluctant in with some of the characters, because in some Pashto websites the Persian Gulf was also used. So but with the consultation of larger Pashto community, we did not include that Persian Gulf in this Pashto repertoire for LGR for Pashto. So the total number of elements become 71, and which include all the special characters of Pashto and also one set of Arabic numerals, that is the Arabic script numerals. From 0 to 9. But still, another set of Arabic numerals is missing in this repertoire, which I would like to hear from my friends whether it is necessary or not. But as far as I understand, it is not necessary to have all the Arabic characters in the language-based repertoire. So, there is only one Arabic code point set 0 to 9, and all of them become 71. And there are variant sets which are total 16 in number. Can you, Ahmed, Mr. Ahmed, can you go to the variant sets slide?
Okay, I'll go to that. Yes, it is variant summary, number of variant sets 16.
Yes. please refer to the variant set number 1, in which there are three members in this set. You can see that 0030 is Roman numeral 0, and there are two Arabic script zeros. One is 0660 and the other is 0650. Only one zero is included in the repertoire. As you can see, another set is not there. But Mr. Zadeh notified that in Afghanistan, there are instances that these two code points are used by the community. So it is necessary to include both of them to be variants. That is why another set of Arabic numerals is also included. So in the first variant set, there are three members. One is the normal Roman 0 and a couple of Arabic script zeros that is visible in the form of dot, 0660 and 0650. So there may be comments from the members of larger CSEIDN friends about the type of variants, whether they should be allocatable or non-allocatable, blocked, or the otherwise. So I would like to hear from them, and I suggest that after going through all the documents by the members of TFEIDN, and I would expect their comments and suggestions. And after comments and suggestions are incorporated in the document, it will be final, and it should be presented for public comments. So the document is not as such. Yeah. If you pass to the second variant set, Mr. Ahmed. Excuse me?
Yes, yeah, it is there.
The second set also has three members. You can see that there is one normal Roman character digit, one, and a couple of Arabic script ones. So this is the same case as that of zeros.
Excuse me, Inam, is it variant set 2-3?
I did not get your point, Ahmed.
It is on page 6 and variant set 2-3.
Yes, it is. This is the same. Yeah. You are right.
Okay. Please go ahead.
So I mean the case is the same as that of zeros, because one Roman digit one is compared with a couple of Arabic script based ones. So all of them are blocked because the one character, the shape of the Arabic character one is almost or either similar with the Roman digit, or it is identical with the Arabic digit. So when we come to the variant set 3, which also include three members, the first two variants sets, variant pairs are activated, because the digit shape is quite different. So that is why they are kept activated. But the two Arabic script-based two digit is they are blocked because they are almost identical. So similar is the case with variant set 4, which has three members, and still the first two pairs are activated, and the third one is blocked because of the sameness of the shape of the variant. So can you go to the variant set 5, which has three members?
Yes. Yes, please. It is there.
Okay. Yeah. Here also, you can see that the character 4, it has been kept activated because the shapes are different. The Roman digit 4 and Arabic script-based digit 4, they are quite different. So they are kept activated. And also the second pair, the same thing is there because the shapes are quite different. So they have been kept activated. But the third pair is blocked. Though I don't know, I have forgotten to keep them activated because the shapes are quite different to each other. But yes, 0664 and 0654 they have been blocked in this variant set. I would like to listen from my friends whether this should be activated or blocked because the shapes are quite different from one another. And next to the variant set 6, which has also three members, the Roman digit 5 and the Arabic script based 066F, 0665, they have been kept activated variants. And also 0035 and 0655, this variant pair has been kept activated, but not the third pair, which is composed of 0665 and 0655. As you can see that these are not identical, but these are very similar to each other. So they have been blocked. They are declared as blocked variants. And if you go to the variant set 7, which has also three members, the first pair has been kept activated, and the second pair has been kept activated because of being dissimilar with one another. Yes, and the third pair is also kept activated because 0666 and 0655, they are quite different from one another, though both of them are Arabic script-based digit 6. And if you go to set 8, variant set number 8, which has three members, this is a little bit different from the previous set of variants, in which 0037, which is the normal Latin digit 7, and it is quite different from the Arabic script-based digit 7. So it is kept activated. And the next pair, 00037 and 06F7, they have been kept activated because of being different. And I'm a little bit doubtful about the nature of variant. Can you see 0037 and 06F7? These are quite different, so they have been kept activated. But 0667 and 06F7, they are almost identical variants, so they have been kept blocked. And when you, if you go to variant set 9, which has three members, the same case is there. The first two pairs have been activated, and the third one has been blocked. And variant set 10 is the digit 9. Because of the similarity of the shape of the digit, all of the three pairs have been blocked because they can create confusion because of the similarity of shape. Okay? And please go to the variant set number 11, which has also three members. Okay, these are the digits are already discussed with you. So any of you would like to comment or ask some question?
You can go ahead.
Anyone? Mom?
Sorry?
Inam, please go ahead.
Okay. Up till now, these were the digits which have been described before you. Now, from variant set number 11 and onward, there are sets of the variant sets comprising Pashto characters. So the first variant set number 11 has three members, 0622, 0623, and 0627. So all of these have been kept blocked, and because of the similarity of the character. So variant set number 12 include only two members, which is one is Wow and the other is Wow with Hamza above. So these have been declared as blocked members variants. If you go to variant set 13, which has six members, sorry. So there are six members, 06CC, 06 4A, 06 26, 06 2D2, and 06D2, 06D0. So all of them, except with the 06CC and 06D2, they have been blocked. They have been declared blocked variants. And 06CC and 06D0, because of the usage, though I would expect some comments from Pashto community, the larger Pashto community, about this pair, because Afghanistan and Pakistan, these are used alternatively, but as you can see, that their shape is different. That is why they have been kept as petted variants. I mean 06CC and 06D2, and rest of the yards are kept as blocked. When you go to Mr. Ahmed, would you please go to variant set 14, which has four members?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so the first one is block in one direction and allocatable in another direction, but the rest of the three pairs of variants are blocked because of the similarity of the shape. And the next one is variant set 15, which has two members, and again the one of the calf 0643 is paired with the 0689, which is Urdu calf or Persian calf, and these are blocked. And though the Arabic calf is not listed in the repertoire, but I think that it is not necessary to keep all the variants variant member in the repertoire. So this is the variant set 15 has the two members. One is Arabic calf and the other is Persian calf, and this is blocked because in middle position the Arabic calf resembles the same as the Urdu and Persian calf, and the same case is being treated in variant set 16, in which the Pashto calf has been paired with the Persian calf, and because of the similarity of the shape, they have been blocked. So that's all, Ahmad. I would like to hear comments and questions from my friends.
Thank you very much, Inam. Floor is open for questions, please. Anyone have any questions?
Ahmed?
Yes, please go ahead.
I'm Ziad, and I have one remark and one question. The remark is about when we mark a variant as blocked. I think that we need to explain why. As
which one? Which one?
For example, for the number, when mark some number as blocked.
Which number, excuse me, is it?
All set of number. So you have a column for all the set of numbers. We have
okay.
We have a column, comment. So in the current comment, you can add. Explanation for when we mark activated a variant or we mark blocked. You see?
Okay.
You can see
you mean
in the LGR for Arabic language. We have done same thing. It's okay?
Mr. Ahmed, did you get the point of raised by
Ziad? Actually, he is suggesting that we can write reason of allocating block in that particular column where we have that table for that, the comments table, and he is also concerned why these digits have been blocked.
Okay. So yes, so this can be done. This can be done quite easily. Yes.
My second question is about digit number. If we see the LGR for Arabic language, we are marked all variant set for number as activated for international reachability. But in this presentation, some, for example, for one, it's market blocked for similarity of shape, I think. So my question: why we have two strategy, or we have different strategy for Pashto language?
As you already notified that yes, the international reachability should be one of the main objectives, but the confusion and security should be kept foremost, because for the similarity of shape between these three digits, I think that the digits should be blocked. Otherwise, at the end level, end user level, it should create confusion because of the similarity in shape.
Okay. So for security and for security reason, we have blocked this.
Yes, obviously. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. So we need to
to
review this with other other communities for other language, and I think we need to have a final decision about this, also, especially for numbers. I don't know if Ahmed is with me or no.
Sir, it is the community which will decide, and they will incorporate if they consider that they can include in their document. They will. After that, we will send it for the approval of the community in the TFIDN. And I'm very much open to include your suggestions in this document. And INAM has also agreed to include this.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. Ziyad, do you suggest that the reasons should be noted in the comment column as far as I
yes.
got your point?
Yes, because for other language, like for example for Arabic, we have added comment for when you mark variant as blocked or. Or activated, so you not the reason for international eligibility for example for transitivity, typo variant, etc.
Okay, that will be done. Yeah. Before we present it to the larger TFEIDN members. We will add under the comment column. Yes, you are right. I agree.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ziad. Any other questions? So it seems that the document is almost done, other than the suggestions communicated by Ziyad. And thank you very much, Inam, for making consensus and finalizing this document. We had another agenda to talk about universal acceptance, but Abdul Munim is busy today. He has a workshop on DNS, so we will discuss universal acceptance issue in our next. Thank you very much all. We will now close our call because we don't have any other agenda to discuss. If anyone has any question, please go ahead.
Mr. Ahmed, Mr. Ahmed,
please go ahead. Please go ahead.
I would it means that I would send another updated version of this document to you, right? And then you will send it to Mr. Abdul Salam to get it converted into XML file, right? And after that, the larger TFAIDN member should decide whether it should be presented for the public comment or not, right?
Yeah, actually, after your finalization from your side, we will send it to TFAIDN, and when it is approved by TFAIDN, then we will go for the finalization of XML file. He has done much of the document final, but whenever changes come, it has to be incorporated.
Okay. Yes, you are right. Yes. So I will send it to you soon.
Okay, thank you very much. So thank you very much all for participating and discussion and suggestion. Thank you very much. We will now close our call. We'll see you in next call. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you very much.